Up next on American Restoration.
Greg Biffle, the NASCAR driver, asked me to come down and see a project that he had.
I asked him to come out, take a look at my dad's Montesa motorcycle.
Sounds like we need to run it.
You run it.
Rick, you challenging me to a race?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Sure.
The most exciting thing about this restoration is going to be seeing the Kittilac brought back to life.
I did one for my son. I did one for Tyler.
Yeah. Tyler was in heaven riding this thing around.
I have not ridden for at least 10 years, and this ought to be interesting.
Yeah, come on, get me.
Look at a man's work bench. You see his passions. His work's in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
So I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Today I got a call from NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, and he wants me to restore something for him. He's actually in town for a big race, so Kelly and I are going to go over and meet him at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. I'm a big racing fan, so working with a talented driver like Greg Biffle is really exciting. But if I can wow him with this project, word of mouth might spread to his NASCAR buddies, and I might get a whole new set of clients.
Rick.
Hey, how are
how
you?
How are you?
Good.
Man, I love the truck.
Thanks.
And just got done with final practice, getting ready for the race tomorrow. And I got a hold of Rick earlier and asked him to come out, take a look at my Montesa motorcycle.
Oh, man, this is cool.
Yeah,
this
it's like a 73. So this is my dad's bike, and I've always wanted to restore it.
Let's get this out.
Yeah, let's get it out and take a look at it. I started racing young. My dad and I went to the racetrack, started oval track racing, but I started riding motorcycles much younger than that.
It's a 125, right?
Yep.
This bike is a Montesa trials bike, and that's how motocross started. It was the beginning of trials, but this one was the one to beat at the time. This is way ahead of its time.
Way ahead of its time. It was my dad's last, you know, motorcycle that he really rode actively, so, you know, I want to get it put back together and go for riding this thing.
Oh, yeah, this would be very cool. Oh, I'm definitely riding this before I give it back to him. Definitely.
We always rode motorcycles as a family. My mom had a bike, my dad had this bike. You know, I had to start next to a railroad tie so I could get it started because I couldn't reach the ground.
So you've ridden this?
Yeah, I've ridden this bike. I remember I had to ride on the front with my mom. It burned the inside of my leg.
Oh, wow.
So that's the important part of why I want to get it restored is memories.
That's cool. How do you see doing this? I mean, what do you want to do?
Well, I definitely would like to have it the way it was.
Okay, so you want it all original, so we're talking same colors on the tank, you know, decals and stuff like that. The motor seized up?
Yep.
Yeah, she's definitely seized.
I think it's just from sitting, but, you know.
It could be. The spark plug's out, so it probably got some water down in there.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. So, Rick, what do you think it's going to take to restore this thing?
I'm probably looking at about right around $8,000.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
All right. Deal. Awesome. I can't wait to work on this. I mean, this is just old school stuff.
I can't wait to ride it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Sounds like we need to get together and
run it. You run it.
Rick, you challenging me to a race?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Sure.
I don't get challenged to races very often, so Rick must be feeling pretty confident.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
I can't wait to see this thing done. It's going to be exciting.
Tyler Fonzie and I are going to start tearing apart Greg Biffle's motorcycle. The biggest challenge of this project is going to be dealing with this motor. When they're seized up, you have no idea why. It could be a piston, it could be a jug, who knows?
It's all held together with duct tape. Look at this.
Whoa, that's a home for squirrels, man.
Oh my God, look at that. Look at them in there.
Are they acorns?
The squirrel went in this?
How the heck did that get in there?
He pulls the exhaust off, and out comes an array of different kinds of nuts. If this squirrel went any deeper into the motor, we're gonna be screwed. All I need you guys to do is take the shocks off, the tires off, and just this assembly here. Okay, you're done. That'll be it.
While the guys finish the teardown, I gotta open up this engine and see why it's froze up and make sure that I can get it fixed.
Oh, that's not good. Greg knows the motors don't run on water.
So far, it's not looking good. This thing was full of water. If that rusted out the inside of this case, this project is gonna crash and burn.
See how bad you are. You're as nasty as I think you're gonna be. Holy crap. More nuts. Wasn't stuck. It had nuts in it.
This was one busy squirrel. Another batch of nuts were jamming up the piston.
Yeah, baby.
But once I cleared out the nuts, the piston wasn't stuck anymore.
And it's got great compression.
There wasn't any sign of rust on the inside, so this time we really lucked out.
I can't believe there was nuts in the cylinder. I just can't believe it.
I'm gonna hand this off to Fonzie so he can clean it up, and we're back on track on this restoration.
So where are we going?
Well, I kind of bet Greg Biffle that that we could have a race on motorcycles once I got his finished.
Really?
Yeah. So anyways, I got to do some practice. I haven't ridden a motorcycle in 10 years, and I need to, I think I need to just brush up a little bit, make sure I still got the old Quasimodo.
We're doing a restoration for a NASCAR driver, and I may have jumped clean off the deep end by challenging him to a race.
Greg Biffle, no big deal. he's pretty darn good in a NASCAR. He's used to making left turns. So if we give him a couple of rights,
he'll fall
off the bike, you know?
Yeah.
I found a place out in the desert that has a motocross track and dirt bike rentals. So Tyler and I are heading out there so that I don't make a total fool of myself in front of Greg Biffle.
All right. Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
What's going on? I'm Rick.
Nice to meet you.
What you got? Looks like you all got right. Two bikes ready.
Yeah, you guys ready to ride some dirt bikes?
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm ready.
I'm really excited. These are 125s, right?
No, these are 450s. Yeah.
Holy
Yeah.
They're what?
Yeah, two 450 four-strokes, though. You got some power there.
Woo!
That'll suck your face back.
All right.
As soon as you guys get geared up, we'll show you where to enter, and we'll get you out there.
That'd be perfect.
I'm excited. Don't trip down the stairs.
So let's get a challenge going. A challenge and a challenge.
All right, what do you got in mind?
We'll get a race in before we leave. And if I win, I do the reveal with Greg Biffle. But if you win, you can do it.
Okay, you're
all right.
On. You're on
let's
with that.
Do it.
There's no way he's going to win this race today. I mean, he may have rode 10 years ago, but come on, look at how old he is.
Ready? Go!
Don't trip down the stairs.
We're doing a really cool bike restoration for NASCAR driver Greg Biffle. And I kind of challenged him to a motorcycle race. It seemed like a pretty good idea at the time, but I haven't been on a bike in 10 years. So Tyler and I are at a motocross track for a much needed practice session. And hopefully I can shake off the cobwebs.
As old as I am, Tyler doesn't stand a chance. I'm gonna kick his tail all over this course.
Ready? Go!
God damn it, I'm over this.
These things are monsters, so, I mean, there's a little learning curve.
Yeah, come on, give me. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, we were running neck and neck, back and forth, quite a ways through the track.
You like that?
Well, yeah!
Sometimes I saw Tyler, who was going over the hills, and his nose was going down. I could see his eyeballs. They were huge when he was coming over the hill.
Woo!
As soon as I crossed that finish line, that was one for the big daddy.
That's what I'm talking about.
I guess.
You think I stand a chance?
Did better than I thought you would.
Yeah, for an old man?
Not too shabby. It sucks that my dad beat me, but I mean, I gotta give him credit. He did a great job. He was really good.
So long as we're not in a NASCAR, I'm definitely ready for Greg.
A big part of my job is tracking down new places to go picking. My friend Eric asked me to meet him so he could show me one of his amazing pick spots.
Well, it's about time.
Typical
Ron.
It's a long ways out here. How you been, dude?
What's happening, man?
Not much. All right, dude, so what you got?
I got a great place for you right around the corner here. I've already picked it, man, but you might like some of the other crap there.
Okay.
But conditions, I'm only going to take you over there. If you like it and you take something, you got to show me something that you got.
All right. I'll give you one of my spots.
All right.
That sounds good.
Sounds like a deal.
I like that. Sounds like a deal.
All right, bud.
My picking spots are like treasures to me. So for me to give one of them up, this place is going to have to blow me away. Dude, this kind of looks like a junkyard, man.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. Look.
All right.
How many green toilet bowls have you seen in your life lately, man, huh? Past eras right there. Look at that. I'll let you have that for $150 right now.
I'm not exactly impressed right here. So how about you take me to wherever you think you've got some cool stuff out here?
All right, let's go. Still got the original glass. Look at that. How old is that? It's got to be at least 50 years old. Not cuddly.
Stoves just don't sell, dude. I want something to, like, get me excited, man. I'm not impressed at all. This could just be a waste of my time. It's just a bunch of junk.
I just got back from the racetrack, and a customer walked in with a vintage toy from my favorite era, the 1950s.
Nice. Good to meet you, buddy. Colin.
Good to meet you.
I came to Rick's Restorations today to have my 1950s Cadillac restored back to its original condition.
First of all, this is a Garton. It's a company that made pedal cars since like the 1800s. Mm-hmm. But from about 1950 to about 1963, they did Cadillac. You know, Cadillacs were a big deal back then. And kids recognize what their parents are doing, and they want to mimic it. So that's why their parents bought them the little cars.
Back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, the American dream was to have a house, two kids, and a Cadillac in the driveway. It was the pinnacle of luxury automobiles. So naturally, toy manufacturers designed these little pedal cars so that kids could pretend like they're driving around just like their parents did.
Did you ever ride one of these as a kid?
I absolutely did. My father had one that he had passed down to us. It was an old Army Jeep.
Oh, yeah.
I have a four-year-old girl that is dying to ride it, and I have a newborn son as soon as he gets old enough to drive it. They're both going to be fighting to run it up and down the driveway.
Cool.
I remember how much fun I had with my toy pedal car when I was a kid, and I want my children to have the same fun that I had as a child.
I did one for my son. I did one for Tyler. Yeah. Tyler was like in heaven riding this thing around. Your kids are going to love it. Your kids are going to love it. I know Tyler loved it. All right, so how are you seeing this thing done?
Well, I'd like to have it restored to its original condition with color.
Okay.
And, I'd like it to look like it did back in the 50s.
It's got some rust that's eaten all the way into the metal. It needs a few parts, but it's mainly body work. But this is going to be pretty done, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, the one question is, how much is this going to set me back?
Yeah. To do it right, you're looking at $2,500 to do the whole thing.
Well, you know what? You only go around this world once, and I'm doing this for my kids.
That's good stuff. Let's go in the office, and I'll introduce you to Kelly, and she'll get you set up with the paperwork.
Sounds good.
Oh, cash register. No. Got it.
Where?
Right here. I got a deal working with Ron. If I show him an amazing place, he's got to show me one of his amazing places. Ching, ching, ching. See that?
It's a national.
Well, that sounds for something, right?
Still way, way, way too new.
Every time I pick something up out here and show it to Ron, he's like, man, that's not worth anything. He just doesn't have Rick's vision. How about that? 1950 toaster oven.
What makes you think this is 50s?
Knowledge, my son, knowledge.
Nice try. Being a picker, I'm used to being in junkyards, but not like desert junkyards. Show me something, Eric.
Just watch out for the snakes.
Show me something, Eric.
Just if you hear that rattling sound, just jump. So what do you think? Worth it or not?
Honestly, this has turned from maybe a picking spot into just a junkyard, all right? So unfortunately, no dice, no deal. I'm not going to take you with me to any picks. All right, this wasn't worth it. I'll tell you what, you stay out here with the snakes.
No.
Have a good time, all right?
Can't be that way.
Some guys are pickers today. Eric was a junker.
We gotta get this thing torn apart. Let's get all the parts we possibly can off of it, okay?
Okay. Hey, Rick, got a customer here for you.
Hey, how are you?
Thanks,
cowboy.
I came to see Rick today to pick up my Garton Cadillac.
How you been?
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
Tyler,
how you doing?
How you doing?
When I brought the Cadillac in for Rick to see it, it was rusted, hardly any paint on it. It was just a complete mess. This is really exciting for me. I cannot wait to see what this thing looks like.
This is like the Cadillac of Cadillac.
I wish I could drive it.
Here it is. Woo!
I want you to be pumped to see this thing. I want you to like anticipate what this thing used to look like right now. Get that in your head. You ready?
It's there.
All right, here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that awesome?
That is absolutely unbelievable. When they finally showed me the Cadillac, I almost fell over. I think the car looks better than any car driving on the street. It looks that good. The intricacies that went into painting the emblems on it, to the tires, to the chrome, was just absolutely perfect.
Is that insane
or
what?
More than insane. That is unreal. So what did you do to this thing?
We took it apart, sandblasted it all down, but the key is the prep before you paint. So we did a lot of prep work, a lot of body work, got it all ready, so when the coats of paint go on there, it's really, really, really smooth and shiny like that.
If you saw a car of this color driving down the street, you'd stop and look at it.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Absolutely. No doubt.
It's a beautiful
no
color. The white with this blue, yeah. It sets it off. It's very classy.
This chrome is awesome. I can see myself in it.
The other things we did on the wheels, we got you new rubber on the tires, painted them all up, and these are actually the hubcaps, so we sent those out and chromed those. The gauges on here are, it's actually a decal, but it's cleared over top of it.
That is unreal. I mean, everything is perfect on this thing. To see what it was and what it is now is just unreal.
This is a sexy car.
Yeah.
It really is.
My children are gonna get tons of enjoyment out of this thing. I can't wait for them to see it.
It's gonna be awesome. Passing it down, I mean, that's what it's all about.
It is what it's all about. That is what I totally agree with you. You're really learning.
If it gets dinged up in 30 years and you're still here, you're the boss, I'll bring it back.
Bring it back.
I love it.
All right,
absolutely.
Awesome.
Thank you guys
very much.
Awesome. You guys outdid yourself.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
This looks so good. I think when I go home, I'm gonna take one of my cars out of the garage put this one in there.
What's the best way to age or patina any kind of metal? A, put it in salt water. B, give it a quick acid bath. Or C, bury it in the dirt for 2 weeks. What is the best way to patina any kind of metal? The answer is B, soak it in muriatic acid. You'll notice that it's tearing off all the shiny material on the screw. Tomorrow morning, when I wash it off, this is what it's gonna look like. So you have a rustic piece of hardware, which we use on signs we want a vintage look on. We just finished up a dirt bike restoration for NASCAR driver Greg Biffle. So Kelly and I are on our way to Charlotte, North Carolina, so we can check out his new wheels, and then we're gonna have ourselves a little motorcycle showdown.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
So today I'm here to meet Rick to see my Montesa bike. I've been waiting a long time for this and I'm super excited.
How you doing?
Good, how have you been?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Are you excited?
Man, I cannot wait to see this bike.
Well, come
Let's
on.
Go look at it.
Come on.
This thing was beat up. It had been sitting in a barn for a long time and I just can't wait to see what it looks like now after I get it back.
I know he's around here somewhere, so where is he?
I don't know.
It's awfully quiet around here.
It is awfully quiet. He's probably testing out the track so he gets a little experience before I show up.
Are you a little worried?
Yeah, I am. That's called cheating, right?
I hear something.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
You like it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that
would
have been fun.
What in the world? I never thought in 100 years it'd run again, let alone look like that. I was just so impressed the job he did.
How you doing, buddy? That was a bunch of fun. Check
it
out.
I don't even know what to say. This thing
Check
is
it
awesome.
Out.
When I dropped it off, it was all rusted and the chain's dragging the ground. Now he's riding up and the thing looks brand new. It didn't even look the same.
Man, you put some work into this thing, huh?
It's fun running.
Holy mackerel.
It came out really, really nice.
I've been sitting in the shed for, I don't know, 20 years or something. And it looks awesome.
All the chrome came out really, really nice.
I know, I cannot believe how it shines. I mean, look at these wheels.
The rims, they were really, really pitted, you know?
I remember them.
Real pitted, so we did those.
Man, this is awesome. I can't wait to ride it. Tell me about the motor.
The motor was my biggest worry. You know, it was seized, it was not kicking over.
Right.
So I go in there and I'm in the machine room and I'm tearing everything apart. I get the top off, full of squirrel nuts.
Oh my God.
To the top, to where it couldn't kick over.
Squirrel nuts.
Squirrel nuts. And I mean squirrel
How
nuts
did
came
get them in there?
Through the exhaust. It was all packed nuts, 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 nuts.
No way.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Unbelievable. So besides that, besides all the squirrel nuts, how did the rest of the motor look?
Perfect.
Oh, God. I'm so excited to see this thing all back together. I can't wait to do a little riding on it. You know, it's going to be fun.
Right.
Now, the big question is, are you ready for the race?
The race?
Yeah. Remember the race we talked about? Now, I haven't been on two wheels in a while.
Okay.
So,
all right, I believe
I've had my sand car out and that, but my dirt bike, it's got some
cobwebs in it.
Cobwebs in it. So.
Okay.
But I'm ready for the race. So you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
When I was out in Vegas and I dropped the bike off to Rick, I challenged him to a race when he got it done.
Oh, come on, what is that?
That's all I could find.
A 450? You've got a lot more experience than I do.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess old guys need fast bikes to keep up.
Oh!
I think I'm going to give him a run for his money on the old Montesa.
I'm jacked up. It's been, I don't know how many years, probably been, I don't know, 25 years since I sat on this bike.
Wow.
And I can't, I'm ready to start it.
All right, cool. I hate being beat, so I know he does too. So it's going to be a good race.
Hey, I'm going to count down. When you guys are ready, count of five. Five. Four, three, two, one, go!
Oh man, Rick still got it.
Oh, man.
That was a fun ride right there. Huh?
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. So it pretty much looked like a tie to me.
Yeah, I think so, man.
Sandbagging. I don't care about the race anymore. I just wanted to be out here riding this thing.
I'm glad. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Thank
That's you. Good stuff.
Yeah. Are you ready for some more laps?
Yeah, I am. I'm ready.
All right.
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Great. I'll just hang out here.
Okay.
Just when I think they're done racing, they leave me here to go do another lap around the track. What am I supposed to do?